welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 3. In this episode, I'll be presenting news, as well as your feedback, plus I'll be talking to Toltec on multidimensionality, as well as presenting a free Ascended Master lecture, this episode on overarching change, but change at truly a vast cosmic level. News and updates. Well, there isn't actually a lot of news at the moment, so what I'd like to talk about is what is already in existence for the White Star Temple, and in particular, the Melchizedek University. If you've been to my website, melchizedekuniversity.com, you'll see that there are 5 audio sets available as part of the Melchizedek University. But there's also a further 4 audio sets that are available, but aren't yet listed on my website. And from the very beginning, I was always told by my guidance that there would be 9 audio sets in total related to the Melchizedek University. And those audio sets have now come about over a 2-year period. The first 5 audio sets that are available at my website are very powerful, are very beautiful. Set 1 in particular establishes the temple, goes through the creation process, which you too can participate in, because as the temple stands outside of space and time, you can journey to that creation process in the eternal one moment and be part of it. And it's truly powerful. The rest of that audio set features some very simple yet beautifully profound lectures. And all of the subsequent sets build upon themselves, build upon each other in complexity, taking you from the very simple, very heartfelt and uplifting lectures through to far more abstract and complex knowledge and wisdom-based lectures. And it's done in such a way that it is just astounding and beautiful. It's done gently but profoundly. You are taken at a very beautiful pace, so that most of the time you don't even realize how expanded you're becoming until it dawns upon you how much wisdom you are integrating, how much your life is changing, and how greater your ability to process energies has become. So sets 1 to 4 create a beautiful body of spiritual knowledge, grounding you in cosmic concepts and spiritual understanding of existence and your place in it. Set 5 is different and stands apart from this, and I've called it a higher spectrum set, because once you get to this particular set, you're actually taken to a new and higher level within the White Star Temple, where the energies are far more powerful and the lectures have become much more experiential and abstract. And it's quite an astonishing set. And from that point on, you actually stay within the higher spectrum. And later still, you get to go into an even higher level within the temple. So sets 6 to 9, as I've said, are already available. In fact, set 9 I only published a short while ago, but they haven't yet been listed on my website. And the beauty of this 9-set series is that it is a complete journey. It takes you from the beginning point through to an astounding point by the time you've reached set 9. The journey for you will have been very expansive and also interesting, just really, really interesting and insightful. And you'll come to regard the Ascended Masters who come into the temple to present these lectures to you and to give their energies as your best friends. Anyway, this has been affirmed to me time and time again by those of you who actually, by the first couple of sets, I have found that most people then commit to going the whole distance, which is lovely for me to get that confirmation, to know that people are enjoying it so much and getting so much from it that they're willing to journey through each subsequent audio set. So the 9 sets in total give you this incredible journey, but they also lead you to a point where, if you wish it, you can then come into your mastery. And that's the set that I'm working on at the moment. So the 9 sets are the Melchizedek University that forms the university. The next set, and it may be 2 sets that I will publish, will be specifically on mastery. And by this point in time, you'll have expanded and integrated so much of these higher dimensional energies that you will be able to come into your mastery. Now, the sets, of course, won't do this for you, nor will the Ascended Masters. It's entirely up to you, and each process will be an individual thing, of course, but the sets do give you a deeper understanding of what mastery is. And of course, the Ascended Masters give signposts to help you, their energies, of course, and you're also given your own guide to help you through the mastery process. So it's quite exciting indeed. And of course, I'll let you know when that set or sets becomes available. They will only be available to those who have taken the Melchizedek University 9-set journey. Not for any exclusive reasons, but only because to make sense of the mastery sets, you really do need the foundation of the previous 9 sets. Otherwise, it really won't have much meaning for you, and you won't get the most from it that you will need to in order to allow this mastery to come through. So if you'd like to start your journey, you can go to melchizedekuniversity.com, and Melchizedek is spelled Melchizedek. Go there, you can purchase, the first 4 sets you can purchase as a package, and it's cheaper that way. Set 5 is available. And then when you've worked your way through these sets, or if you want to dive into all of the sets straight away, email me, get in touch, and I'll let you know how to purchase the remaining sets. Well, this is the segment of the podcast where I get to share your listener feedback. And for this episode, I've heard from Diana Buskirk from the USA. And she says, "Dear Soltec, I have finished set 8 and I want to thank you and tell you how much I enjoyed the lessons. I've heard a lot of channels and I must tell you that you are one of the best. Your channeling is so informative and spoken intelligently. It's amazing that you're able to connect with so many different energies. I loved hearing from Saint Germain and Archangel Michael. I'm looking forward to set 9 and can't even imagine what's to come. I have experienced such wonderful energies, and I wish I could meet you in person. I know we've experienced each other before because of how connected I feel while listening to your channeling. Thanks again for the wonderful work you're doing, and I wish I had half your talent. Light and love, Diana Buskirk." Well, thank you, Diana. That was a really lovely email to receive, and quite flattering, which I appreciate. And I'd like to comment on one thing that Diana said when she touched upon feeling as though she and I had experienced each other before and her feeling quite connected to me. And I think this is absolutely spot on, because the temple is a higher dimensional temple, and as such, it stands outside of space and time. so that all who are gathered within the temple are there simultaneously within the one eternal moment. So I don't doubt that I do indeed have a connection with Diana and with all of you who are experiencing and journeying to the White Star Temple, even those people who are yet to even learn about the temple. We're all there, outside of space and time, as one. And this has also been confirmed within my own groups that I hold in my home. Even though my groups are small, I find that when there is a new person coming into the group, often they will comment on how comfortable they feel with the group, even though it may only be their first or second time participating. And that tells me that that person is already known to us at a higher level and the connection has been there for all time. Well, if you'd like to send me your emails to share concerning the White Star Temple or just this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch through email at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. Well, I'd like to briefly touch upon the topic of multidimensionality. And for those of you who may not be aware, the White Star Temple, within which is found the Melchizedek University, is a multidimensional one, which means it appears in all dimensions, as well as outside dimensionality altogether, which is why the energies and the messages are so profound and beautiful. Well, recently I spoke to the Australian lightworker and channel called Toltec on her perceptions of multidimensionality and its influence.
Interdimensional energies are those energies which can be experienced outside our third dimensional reality. They allow us to experience oneness with the rest of creation. They allow us to experience what it's like to be outside of time, the construct of time, being in the now. They allow us to experience ourselves in a number of different dimensions, and this gives a great sense of self-awareness and understanding that is not possible except in fleeting moments within the third dimension. Working multidimensionally allows us to avoid the possibility of any sabotaging that can easily take place within the third dimension, which is the dimension of, among other things, the mastery of emotions. And we all pray to emotions and what is stored in our emotional bodies in this dimension. However, if we work beyond this dimension, then we work with clarity. We work with higher energies, pure energies that cannot be adulterated. And therefore, the success of becoming more spiritually aware and growing spiritually and being able to clear even our emotional fields is much easier.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Toltec's words. They certainly rang true to me, and we'll be hearing more from her in future episodes of this podcast. Lastly, we come to the Ascended Master lecture for this episode. And this time around, we're going to be hearing from the Ascended Master, Sanat Kumara. And he'll be speaking beautifully and eloquently upon the nature of change, but change at a truly vast cosmic level, which eventually percolates down into our everyday lives. There's two versions of this lecture. The original version appears as part of the Melchizedek University audio sets. But this second version is a much shorter one, which is why I've chosen it for you this day. Unfortunately, the audio quality isn't as good as the previous recordings that I've presented to you, but do persevere. And as ever, I encourage you to listen to this recording while in a meditative state of mind. And in that way, you'll get the most from it, because the energies will come to you more profoundly from the White Star Temple. Well, I thank you for joining me in this, the third episode of the White Star Temple podcast, and I hope you'll join me again next time around. I'm Soltec. All the best, and bye for now.
Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend, Sanat Kumara, who joined you once again. And so it is indeed a pleasure, an honour, to attend this gathering. And of course, as ever, many ones join you from various dimensions and realms, as well as those marvellous aspects of you. The energies then are quite exquisite, as we place our consciousness within the beautiful White Star Temple, however you wish to perceive it. It is, of course, a tapestry of energies. It is a consciousness unto itself, yet it is also comprised of all those whom are present. Perhaps you can begin to perceive that the energies about you and held within begin to inflate, so to speak. Perhaps there is an inner equilibrium that comes into alignment. For we are outside of space and time, and we are not held within the embrace of physicality here. So, dearest ones, I will speak but briefly this day. But of course, the vibration which I weave about you is that which is what I wish to impart this day. And I will speak briefly of a subject that is most relevant to each. And I ask that you would visualize that from this temple you are peering out to the most majestic cosmos. It is an illusion, of course. We are between dimensions, but it serves my purpose this day. And in truth, within your third dimension of physicality, the cosmos is indeed dazzling. And when one has eyes to see it, without physical eyes, of course, it is even more exquisite. For then we perceive the living light, that emanates and radiates from every particle, so to speak, within existence. And so the cosmos that appears before you is dazzling in its light, in its radiance. And every single planet, every single piece of stardust, and suns, galaxies, etc., etc., as you well know, have a living consciousness. There is a most wonderful being in service, whom does indeed hold the vibration together, so to speak, to form that which you would know of as the physical cosmos. Each celestial entity has its divine purpose and consciousness, and so are indeed a part of us. But I draw your attention to the movement of the universe. The cosmos indeed does dance upon the breath of God. Your beautiful planet Earth turns upon its axis. And then orbits your most wonderful sun, as do all of your planets in your solar system, which in turn joins the greater dance of your galaxy, which of course then in turn moves in divine rotation with the greater clusters of galaxies, and so on and so on, like a most wonderful celestial fractal, until we reach the farthest edges of the universe, which is an illusion, of course, for in truth there is no limitation, there is no distance. But all of this moves in a particular direction. There is movement. How can there be movement? But of course, through the impetus of divine impulse, the breath of God passing through existence like a most wonderful current, forming an ingenious pond of life, ripples outward. And each movement of this dance, let us say, has its own form of acceleration, its own timing, so to speak, its own speed. Your planet spins quite fast, but the greater extent of the universe turns upon itself through eons and eons of your time. It's as if they formed a sequential series of concentric circles, so that that which is the inner circle takes but a moment to achieve a rotation, and that which is the outward circle moves but takes longer. And I say all of this within the context of change. For change, as you are well aware, is of course one of the constants of existence. And I do not speak of change at this particular level of manifesting and initiating change within one's own life stream. But rather I speak of the overarching divine unfoldment, which by its very nature is change in motion. Some may call it evolution, but it is beyond this. As your reality moves with the breath of God upon this dance, then a great change is coming into being that overarches all realms, all dimensions, all expressions of existence. It is the overarching change from which all other change is drawn from as it trickles down through all realms and dimensions, as it must, until such time as it reaches the soul of you, and then you as one of your soul's many extensions. It is change that you cannot initiate, that perhaps you may never know of its circumstance and purpose. And I say this also of myself, for that is part of divine mystery. But supreme intelligence unfolds its vision, its dreaming. And so our very existence is part of this dance of change, the overarching change that is beyond our present understanding and perception. And most of humanity, of course, is consumed by the immediate lifetime, the change which humans can negotiate at this third dimensional level. And that, of course, is perfectly valid, for you are here, and there is purpose to this. But you are also part of the greater movement at a planetary, galactic, and cosmic level, and beyond, as the fractal of existence refers itself back to the source of all. And I speak of this day, for you have come to this place of learning to begin to allow a greater consciousness, a greater understanding to flow through you and then through to your human persona. And to have some awareness of a greater picture than our own, than even of our own dimension, can be a most astonishing undertaking. For it places you into an alignment not only with the eternal movement of life as taken as a whole, but it is, interestingly enough, an avenue through which you may find great empowerment. For in beginning to glimpse the vastness of the context of existence, rather than feeling diminished or insignificant, You have the opportunity to feel as though you are part of something that is truly grand, and that you are essential to this, for you would not be in existence if it were not so. Remembering that all aspects of you contribute to the singularity of you, who directly contributes to the divine plan. For you are held and expressed in all dimensions and beyond. Do not forget this. But you come here this day, of course, in your human capacity, and there is an incredible beauty to you. And so divine change and the breath and dance of the eternal movement of God does indeed permeate everything, including this incarnation, your world, your soul and you. So then, my friends, welcome change, for it may come sooner than you imagine. And to be open-armed with change is to be open-armed with divinity and your own soul. Well, we see again this cosmos. It exists within an instance, just the one instance, the one moment, the eternal moment. How wonderful. And the dazzling vista that you see before you and about you, which has its palest reflection within your night sky, is your neighborhood, is your town, is the environment within which God has placed you and created it just for you. And is it not breathtaking in its vastness, its majesty, its power, its love, its life, and so on? Well, I could go on. But there is another who wishes to connect with you. But I shall remain with my energies, as I am part of this gathering from this point onwards, and shall join you each time, whether I speak or not. And I come in a higher capacity than that which you recognize as an ascended one. And you will in time begin to appreciate and to integrate the higher, let us say, energies, which I offer as a gift to you. I am Sanat Kumara, Adonai.